sepsis have a way of shaking things up. Not always in the way we expect to, but often in a way our soul secretly craves, apparently. This is something I've learned, and it does resonate. I mean, there are these celestial checkpoints that remind us, hey, something's about to shift. So astrologically, an eclipse happens when the sun, moon, and earth align just right, and the light gets blocked, shadows dance across the sky, and our energetic field feels it too. It's like the universe presses control alt delete on all of us on some part of our lives. And so while the internet might tell you to perhaps hide under a blanket, I'm just kidding, I don't think I've seen that, but people say don't manifest anything right now. I honestly like to think of eclipse season as a sacred cosmic reboot, a pause, a reset, and a quiet invitation to surrender what's been ready to go. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And welcome to Witchy Wednesday. Of course, every Witchy Wednesday, I need to pull a tarot card, and let's see what the universe has in store for us. Oh, the Fool. We're fools. I actually don't know this card too well, but I'm looking up the meaning, and it represents new beginnings, having faith in the future, being inexperienced, and not knowing what to expect. Yep, having beginner's luck. Love that. Let's go to Vegas. Improvisation and believing in the universe, of course. There's naivety in it, an adventure. It invites you to leap into the unknown with trust. Trust in yourself and the journey ahead. Okay. Wait, this is actually very cool because we're going to be talking eclipse portals, which of course, part of that is a reminder to begin again and to leap, even when logic tells us to wait. But okay, I like it. We're just naive people trying to begin again. I'm just kidding. But this card, it looks like it's the soul's zero point. I'm going to think of this now as a cosmic reset button, guys. We're not fools. We are just starting fresh and reminding us to begin again. So I kind of like this because as we talk about eclipse season energy, which are those wild celestial portals that invite us to start fresh and release our outdated stories and trust the path ahead, even if invisible, we can walk with that full mindset or just the beginner's mindset, the student mindset. We're really, truly always just learning. I really believe that the most powerful compass we have isn't in our minds, but it's in our bodies. So this is where we're going to talk about eclipse portals this episode, this Witchy Wednesday. I'm going to explore, of course, eclipse portals because I find them fascinating, what they really are, why they feel so intense, and how to harness their cosmic invitation to reset your energy. And then strengthening your intuition through your body and how to tune back into that deep embodied inner knowing that always knows before your mind catches up. It's kind of an expansion on this week's Magic Monday episode on the inner narrator. And so, like I said before, what I share on here is really you and I are learning together. I am truly just a student learning, and I'm sharing what I'm learning and what I'm working on with you. There we go. There's the Fool. I am learning and very open to new beginnings, very open to having beginner's luck. Now, I don't think that we have another eclipse for 2025, but I'll tell you what, this one rocked me. So I was like, okay, I am going to be prepared for the next one. I mean, just the more information you have, the easier it is to navigate something. And my body really rocked me through this one, and my intuition was telling me a lot. So that's why I just felt like, even though we're not in an eclipse right now, and the next one is honestly not till February 17th, 2026. That will be the next solar eclipse. And then the next lunar one is March 2nd and 3rd of 2026. But I want us to be prepared. Eclipses have a way of shaking things up. Not always in the way we expect to, but often in a way our soul secretly craves, apparently. This is something I've learned, and it does resonate. I mean, there are these celestial checkpoints that remind us, hey, something's about to shift. So astrologically, an eclipse happens when the sun, moon, and earth align just right, and the light gets blocked, shadows dance across the sky, and our energetic field feels it too. It's like the universe presses control alt delete on all of us on some part of our lives. And so while the internet might tell you to perhaps hide under a blanket, I'm just kidding, I don't think I've seen that, but people say don't manifest anything right now. I honestly like to think of eclipse season as a sacred cosmic reboot, a pause, a reset, and a quiet invitation to surrender what's been ready to go. So these portals, that's what they really are, energetic openings. They tend to bring sudden realizations or endings or beginnings and moments that change the trajectory of things. Sometimes it's big, like it could be a job shift or a relationship revelation, and other times it's subtle. The moment you finally say no to what's been draining you or yes to what your heart's been whispering for years. So it's less about manifesting something new and more about allowing what's already meant for you to realign. It's about clearing the space so the right doors can open, which sometimes means watching the wrong ones close. The window between eclipses, the 2-week stretch that we call the eclipse corridor, this is what can feel intense. This is like, to me, time speeds up, in my opinion. I mean, emotions rise, the past and the future seem to blur. But it's not chaos for chaos' sake. It's sacred composting. The old is decomposing so the new can root in fertile ground. And during this time, the best ritual is often rest. Not doing, not fixing, but witnessing. So let's try this. When you feel the pull to overthink or to control something, maybe place your hand on your belly and say quietly, I allow what's leaving to leave. I trust what's meant to arrive, this will arrive. And you can also use simple grounding acts like sweeping your floors or deleting old files or taking a salt bath and do those as eclipse rituals. I'm going to start having an eclipse ritual. I haven't decided. And so these are small but powerful ways to clear energy physically, which mirrors the clearing happening cosmically. And if you find yourself emotional or you're restless or even maybe you're nostalgic, that's normal too. Eclipses stir the emotional tides. Just be aware of that. They're likely to. Maybe not. Maybe you're chilling during an eclipse season. But I'll tell you what. Mine rocked me this past one. So I was like, I need to talk about this. I need to learn more about this. And then the more I learned about it, the more I decided I wanted to talk about it on Witchy Wednesday. The eclipse portals. Especially when they fall in water or air signs. Remember, these are moments of heightened sensitivity because the light is shifting. So you got to just let your emotions be what they are. Tides. They're tides. They're not truths. They're tides. All right. So quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. And it's a romance starring a demon. And I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. Think about this time as the in-between breath of the universe. That moment after you exhale, but before you inhale again, still, quiet, full potential, and you don't need to fill the silence right away. And we'll move next into how to actually listen for those answers. Not in your head, but in your body. After talking about eclipse portals, those cosmic resets in the sky, I want to bring us back to Earth a bit and back to our body, because when life feels uncertain or the energy feels heightened, like it often does during eclipse season, the body becomes your anchor, your divination tool, your clearest channel of truth. Intuition isn't just a spiritual download or a whisper from some unseen realm. It's sensory. It's how your body feels when you're in alignment or when you're not. Sometimes your body knows long before your mind catches up, and it's the quiet tension in your shoulders when something feels off, or the spontaneous exhale when something feels right. That's intuition, raw and unpolished. Truly, the deepest intuition lives in our gut, or in our chest, or in our skin, our nervous system. The nervous system is your built-in oracle. So one of the most powerful practices you can do is to start listening to your body's yeses and nos. Here's a simple way to start. Find a comfortable place to sit. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out through your mouth. And think about something that feels really good to you, like a memory or a person or a moment where you felt calm and seen and present. Notice what your body does. Maybe your chest expands, or maybe your shoulders drop. Maybe there's warmth in your belly. That's your body's yes. So now think about something that doesn't feel good, a situation or a commitment that drains you, and notice how your body responds to that. Maybe your throat tightens, or maybe your breath shortens. That's your body's no. Your intuition speaks through those contrasts, expansion and contraction, ease and tension. It's the simplest compass we have. So when you're unsure, or when the path feels foggy, instead of reaching outward for answers, pause and ask your body, how do you feel? Not what should I do, but what do you feel? Because intuition rarely speaks in words. It speaks in sensations. And those sensations become clearer the more you learn to trust them. So one way to strengthen this connection is through stillness. 5 minutes in the morning. That's all you need. With no phone, no music, just breath and attention. I love to just sit on the bed or sit somewhere in private and just be still with myself for a while. Either sitting up straight or lying down. And paying attention to what's going on in my body. Another way is through movement, like yoga or dancing or walking, stretching. Anything that helps energy move so your inner signals don't get trapped under stress or overstimulation. I mean, the body can't lie. It may hold trauma, patterns, even protection, yes, but it also holds wisdom. And it's always trying to guide you toward what feels like home. So it needs movement to release something that might just be pent up that it's holding on to. And so as the eclipses stir change and uncertainty, that's what we need most. We need to return to this inner home, this grounded awareness that we're safe to feel and safe to sense and safe to trust what we know. So maybe today or in this moment, place your hand somewhere on your body, your heart, your gut, your throat even, and whisper, "I hear you. I'm listening to you. Feel free to speak. Speak whenever." And that's how intuition grows. Not through trying hard to receive, but through remembering who you already are. You can speak now. Let it know you can speak now. All right, so now that we've explored both the cosmic energy of eclipses and the quiet wisdom of the body, I think let's talk about what happens in between. The space where everything feels like it's shifting, but nothing's landed yet. And you know that feeling. You know that feeling when time feels just weird, right? Emotions rise out of nowhere. You're like, what in the world? Or you start having random memories or old dreams reappear. Oh my gosh, when I get flashes of old memories that totally shocked my nervous system, rocked my nervous system. Ugh. And it's not that you're off, right? It's just that you're reorganizing in a sense. This is what I'm telling myself. And this is where grounding becomes sacred. Grounding doesn't have to mean sitting in meditation for an hour. Though I can. But it's about creating little moments that remind your body that you're safe here. You're held. Sometimes it's as simple as standing barefoot on the ground for 60 seconds or eating something warm and real like soup or tea or something that brings you back to your senses. Journaling out what feels heavy just to release it from your mind. Or literally cleaning your space, wiping surfaces, lighting a candle. Physical acts of grounding clear energetic clutter too. So during eclipses, we can feel collectively overstimulated. I mean, social media amplifies that, right? By making everyone's feelings visible at once. So take breaks. Unfollow the noise. Be okay with disappearing into your own world for a few days. My favorite thing. Solitude during eclipse season isn't avoidance, it's integration. When anxiety spikes, because it often does when energy is high, remind yourself that not every vibration is mine to carry. Sometimes the chaos you feel isn't personal, it's planetary, and you are just sensitive enough to notice it. So instead of trying to fix your emotions, practice anchoring. Feel your feet on the floor. Name 5 things you can see, 3 things that you can hear, 1 thing that you can smell. Come back to sensory present. And if you need a ritual, maybe keep it soft and simple. I've been liking the soft and simple ones lately. Something like lighting a candle and imagine it representing your inner flame. Take 3 breaths and say, "I am rooted in light." I'm allowed pause. Because grounding isn't about forcing stillness. It's about finding center in movement. The world can swirl and shift and you can still feel your heartbeat or your breath, or your connection to this earth in every moment. And so maybe that's the real lesson of eclipse chaos. That peace isn't found outside of the storm, but it's cultivated inside it. So as we come to the end of this Witchy Wednesday, let's all, of course, what I love to do, take a deep breath in and out. And keep taking deep breaths and feel how the air moves through you in and out, like a reminder that you are the meeting point between the cosmos and the earth. And we've talked about eclipses as portals, thresholds that shake loose what's outdated, and about the body as your intuitive compass, your anchor in all the shifting energy. But what happens after the storm clears? This is the phase of integration. And integration asks for stillness and gentleness and honesty. And it's where the insights from the chaos settle into your bones. You don't need to rush into the next chapter or a new chapter the moment something ends. Sometimes the truest magic happens in the quiet, after the shedding, when your soul is still catching its breath. So as the eclipse energy softens, perhaps ask yourself, what did I learn about myself in this cycle? Or what feels lighter now? Or what feels ready to be released? What's beginning to stir that feels aligned, even if it's only a whisper? And instead of trying to do anything with these answers, just hold them like small seeds in your palms. Your only job is to keep them warm. This is also a good time to reset your energy physically. Cleanse your space, open some windows, let fresh air move through, wash your sheets, your hair, your crystals, anything that carries energy. Maybe even drink more water than usual. Hydration moves energy through your system like a river, clearing debris. And most importantly, rest. Your nervous system needs downtime to integrate what your soul has processed. If you want a simple closing ritual, you can try this. Sit with one hand on your heart and one on your belly and close your eyes and say quietly, I release what's complete. I open to what's next and I trust the timing of my becoming. Let that linger. Let the stillness feel like safety, not emptiness. Because the truth is, every eclipse or every shift, every body sensation, an intuitive nudge, you're just guiding you home to yourself. You don't have to chase alignment. You return to it by breathing, feeling, and being. I hope that this conversation around the eclipse portals and intuition through the body helps you feel more connected, not just to the stars above, but to the wisdom within. So if today stirred something inside of you, maybe let it spill onto a paper tonight. Write what you're releasing, what you're calling in, or simply how your body feels right now, because sometimes reflection is the ritual. And if you're craving more softness or more grounded magic, then I definitely highly recommend tuning into Monday's episode. I'll connect with you on Freaky Friday for an episode on Akashic records. So fun. But until then, breathe deep, trust your timing, and keep listening to that quiet pulse of knowing that lives inside of you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.